107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is the first day of summer, summer solstice, and I think it's time to head to the barbecue and also time to head out to the Best Little Pork Shop. Joining us in studio is the owner of the Best Little Pork Shop from Shakespeare, Ben Shellhaus, is in studio. Ben, it's good to see you.
Hi, Jamie. Yeah, thanks for having me in.
Ben, it's the first day of summer. I'm thinking barbecues. Well, of course, we'll get right to that, but let's talk about the Best Little Pork Shop in Shakespeare. Again, continued success with this. Let's talk about the variety of pork products that are available.
Yeah, of course. So we've been around for over 30 years now in Shakespeare. I'm the third owner of the business there. And we've always actually been focused on getting local pork products for our customers and kind of showcasing what our local butchers can do. So we work with a handful of local guys that do some great cutting and processing for us, make some fantastic products, and we really like to showcase those in our shop.
Okay, so we're talking smoked pork chops, farmer's sausage, and shall we say bacon as well?
Of course, bacon's always a bestseller, right? So those are our top three sellers, but we carry all kinds of other pork products, bacon burgers, all the unique cuts, pigtails, stuff that you can't find in the grocery store, that's hard to find elsewhere. We have all kinds.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, again, with a place like the Best Little Pork Shop, you can go in, and again, when you're talking with skilled butchers and whatnot, and people such as yourself, Ben, that's where you're getting, the choicest cuts, the great information, that sort of thing, recommendations.
Yeah, and it's really important to talk to your butcher, and if you have a question, ask them. Yeah. I see a lot of people that come into the shop, they poke around for a little bit, they don't say anything, and then they start to walk out the door, and I say, hey, let me know what you need. Yeah. Even if I don't have it, I can help you find it. I know where to find most of the cuts in this area. If I'm shopping locally myself and I see something that I don't have, I'll tell you where I found it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not in my shop. And so it's good to talk to your local butchers and meat cutters, and they kind of have their ear to the ground, and they know where to find good products, and they know how to recommend something that's going to go well with the recipe you're looking to cook as well.
That's what it's all about right there. That's it, just that extra difference, again, with the Best Little Pork Shop in Shakespeare. Now, it's not just pork products, we should say. You got a variety of other meats on hand.
Yeah, we do try and expand a little bit into some other ranges. So we carry some local buffalo from Camp Creek Dairies out by Sebringville. We have some local free-range chicken from the poultry place, who's out of St. Jacobs. And then we carry some local lamb from friends of mine that farm Colgi Farms out in Perth County, the north side of Perth County. And then we carry a little bit of local beef as well from Beverly Creek Farms, which is just towards Hamilton area.
Okay.
So local pasture-raised, grass-fed, grain-finished beef as well.
Wow.
So we try and make sure we have a full range of products, kind of carry everything that's most popular for those other types, and make sure everybody's finding what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think there's probably some people out there listening that had no idea you offer that kind of a variety. I mean, it's the Best Little Pork Shop for sure, but all that and more.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and we just like to have a little bit more variety in case, you might be looking for pork, but you see something else that catches your eye, and it's good to have that at the same spot, too.
So. There you go. It's the Best Little Pork Shop. We're chatting with Ben, and Ben, let's talk about your smokers.
Yeah,
of course. That time.
Yeah, it's smoker season. So we specialize, and we carry Yoder smokers, which are hand-welded, super, super heavy-duty smokers, actually handmade in the USA. I know the USA buying products thing is not necessarily popular right now, but it's really hard. It's actually impossible to find something in Canada that's the same quality that
sure,
these ones are.
That's fair.
Which yep. is, they're just super heavy duty. The standard model weighs almost 400 pounds. So they're really well built. Something that it's not going to be need to be replaced every 3 to 5 to 10 years. Something that can last you 10, 20, 30 years plus if you maintain it well.
Okay.
So we carry their pellet smokers, which is obviously the easy one. You plug it into your regular wall outlet and you let it go. You can control it from your phone through an app. We also carry their stick burner, which is like an offset smoker, more of the Texas style barbecue, and then we carry their charcoal barbecues as
wow.
well.
Wow. Yeah. And that is all available. Wow.
Yes, we have all those in stock all the time.
Oh my gosh, I tell you got to head on out to the Best Little Pork Shop, and I'm thinking this is the first day of summer. Smokers, of course, are hugely popular, but the good old-fashioned barbecue, or the good old barbecue, put you on the spot, Ben. If I'm getting some great pork chops from the Best Little Pork Shop,
yep.
Any barbecuing tips or something that maybe you like to do?
My biggest tip with chops is, especially if you're doing loin chops, don't overcook. Get yourself a good probe thermometer and take them to 135, 140 internal temperature. And don't go beyond that. Let them rest for 5 minutes after you're done grilling, and you'll get the juiciest chops you've ever had. You definitely don't want to dry things out. I know people are a lot of people are afraid to get sick. Pork really isn't something that can get you sick from, like, chicken. It's more so a concern with trichinosis, which hasn't been seen in Canada for, I think, over 30 years, I believe. So
yeah.
So don't be afraid to cook your pork to medium and enjoy it that way. It's really fantastic.
I am loving this conversation. It's Ben with good folks at the Best Little Pork Shop. And again, let's remind folks where you're located.
We're at 2146 Line 34, which is Highway 7 and 8. Just on the east side of Shakespeare, just look for the big pig out front. His name's Percy. Feel free to say hi, to take a picture with him, share it online, and come visit us.
I did not know his name was Percy. There you go. Anything else on the go, or just drop by and say hi?
That's about everything for now. We're just keeping super busy with keeping lots of pork products on our shelves and making sure that everybody's getting what they're looking for. So
awesome. Continued success. Ben Shellhaus with the Best Little Pork Shop in Shakespeare. Drop on by. Say hi to Percy and then drop in and say hi to Ben and the fine staff.
Absolutely. There. Please do. Yeah.